The allegations against the Westchester County DA, chosen by Governor Cuomo to head a newly formulated state ethics commission, were first reported in the New York Post. The paper quoted a political rival of Janet DeFiore, who accused the DA of improperly using her influence to obtain food stamps, Medicaid, and other government welfare benefits for her longtime live-in servant. The Westchester County Social Services Agency is investigating. DeFiore refused to discuss details when she was asked about them following a lengthy closed-door meeting of the Ethics Commission.
I've made a statement on this. I have done nothing wrong on anyone's behalf, let alone someone who was an employee for me. This is generated as a politically motivated attack by a political operative in Westchester County, and I'm just not going to speak about it any further.
The over three-hour executive session was preceded by a 26-minute public portion of the meeting. In the meeting, commission members squabbled over procedures to adopt regarding staff confidentiality agreements. During the public portion of the meeting, reporters were restricted from leaving their seats to better record the discussion, and video cameras were asked to leave halfway through the proceedings. Commission spokesman John Milgram says the reason was that the room was at its 49-person capacity, but a count of those present, recorded by video cameras before they were asked to leave, showed no more than 40 persons at the meeting. Milgram says the meeting was available on the web. One day before the meeting, Governor Andrew Cuomo offered a qualified defense of DeFiore, saying she seemed the best person for the job.
I mean, who knows better? You want to send a signal that you're serious about this effort. A sitting district attorney. That says serious.
But Cuomo refused to get drawn into the controversy.
I'll leave that to Westchester County to sort out, and I'll stay out of the county's process and stay out of the local politics.
The governor says he has not spoken to DeFiore since the allegations surfaced. The questions over the ethics chair's domestic help is not the only controversy connected to the Ethics Commission. Recently, it was leaked that the commission was investigating a complaint about the second most powerful senator in the majority Republican conference, Deputy Majority Leader Tom Libous, over allegations that surfaced in an unrelated corruption trial. Senate Majority Leader Dean Skelos initially demanded an investigation of the leak, saying a crime had been committed. It's illegal for commission members to discuss ongoing investigations. But Skelos later backed off that stance, saying it would be hard to prove and better to fix up the laws governing the Ethics Commission instead.
Our effort is better off directed towards improving the legislation rather than an investigation that probably won't get any result.
Governor Cuomo, who convinced the legislature to create the ethics panel last year after the previous ethics commission had been discredited, admits that some of the rules governing the commission may need some tweaking.
I can see already certain changes that have to be made. The constant dialogue that is coming from the commission, I find troubling. And I am open to changes, reforms, improvements on J. Cope this year, and I'm sure there'll be reforms to make next year and the year after and the year after and the year after. You know, these things are usually a work in progress.
Cuomo says overall, though, he is fully confident that the Ethics Commission will achieve its goal of improving government ethics, but he admits it's a very complicated undertaking. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.